his strength and the way he rose to fight. He kept his secret carefully, and no one ever knew that the daredevil, rough and tough leader was a Jew. He survived as an orphan from early childhood. There was no one there to teach him to do the things he should. The inside of a synagogue he'd seen but once before. Now his life was a harlot, trouble and no more. Well, one day they were parked outside Tony's pizza shop, when one of them said, "Hey, you know, there's money on the block. I've heard that in the synagogue they have a silver crown. Sure to fetch a pretty penny if we hock it downtown." They drew a lot to see who'd be the one to go on in. The short straw went to Mike, the sin belonged to him. They set a date and time for the Sunday to come, and they slapped Mike on the back, 'cause he was the chosen one. Up the stairs, and he picked the lock with ease. He walked into the synagogue, and everything was dark. The everlasting flame was casting shadows on the ark. He reached up to open the Arum Kodesh. The silver crown shone in the night like it never shone before. And what he saw, couldn't believe his eyes, and he broke down. Back out of the synagogue, slowly turned around. The gang beneath the trees saw him without the silver crown. "Listen, guys," he said, "that crown is a memory of the rabbi's soul. May he rest in peace. I've led you all with blood and guts as the years went by. Ain't no one here gonna tell me what to do or why. I've kept my secret.